This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Stop me if you've seen this movie before, but global climate talks are on again, this time in Doha, Qatar, and chances of a binding breakthrough are conservatively estimated at somewhere between slim and zero, at least this year. The talk now is of a deal that everybody can agree to by 2015, earliest. Meantime, new numbers on carbon emissions suggest we are destined for a warmer future almost no matter what we do, which means governments and markets and investors are focusing not just on preventing climate disaster, but adapting to it. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
The goal of UN talks is to keep the warming within 2 degrees Celsius of pre-industrial levels. That's 3.6 Fahrenheit. But a new academic tally finds emissions peaked again last year. Lead scientist Glenn Peters in Norway says with every new power plant built, emissions are locked in.
The decisions we made yesterday and the year before are going to be affecting emissions for the next 10, 20, 30, even 50 years ahead.
Any global deal will likely start in a decade, which means more time for more factories and more cars on the road.
Then that loses 10 years and it makes it very, very hard to get below 2 degrees. The most likely situation would be at least 2 degrees.
Increasingly, talk and money is moving toward adapting to rising seas and less predictable rainfall. Private equity investor Rob Day at Black Coral Capital is betting on stormy weather ahead for agriculture.
A lot of land that's currently being used for farmland won't be suitable anymore. And so farmland as an asset is likely to become more valuable over time. So let's get some now.
Insurers are adapting too. One modeling firm has just updated its assumptions, Cynthia McHale. She's with an investor corporate coalition called Ceres.
They see higher risk for Atlantic hurricanes due to higher sea surface temperatures. Based on that, insurance premiums are higher.
Groups in Doha think it could take $100 to $150 billion a year to pay for poor countries to adapt to a warmer world. The cost for developed countries like the U.S., those talks are still on ice. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.